b'tachlis abriya. What's the tachlis of the briya? Hine atachlis b'briya lehetiv mitovius barshma lezulosei. The tachlis of briya is to be metiv. Now, I want to explain this because there's a common mistake that comes in. The question, why did Hashem create the world, is either the most important question or a nonsense question. And let's explain the difference between two versions of the same question. If I ask, why did Yaakov invite Reuven to his wedding? Doesn't particularly know Reuven, why did he invite him? So one answer would be because Reuven is very well connected, and if Reuven will come to the wedding, he'll now be able to do business with a lot more people by showing pictures of him and Reuven. That's one question answer. A second question answer is because I'm a person who likes kavod, and having people around like Reuven, who's very, very chashuv and very well connected, is a big honor for me, and it will satisfy my need for kavod. So the answer to one of these questions is, what is my motivation? In other words, what need of mine is inviting and fulfilling? The other one is, inviting Reuven is not the last stop on the road. So what is the next stop? What is it leading to? In Hebrew, there used to be a designation between Madua and Lama. Lama is like Lima, towards what purpose? Madua is what's forcing and driving. So whenever we ask the question why, we are either looking to see, well, where is this headed to? Or what need is this providing fulfilling? If we're to ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, if we're looking for a reason mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he need, then that question is a non-question. We just got through postulating that Hashem does not have any needs, not missing anything. So any answer, you know, whatever the answer will be, the question is wrong. We don't have the ability to ask a question like that. However, what's the tachlis? I was created. What am I supposed to do with it? That is of the most crucial question we can ask is, in what's the goal of the world? That's to us most vital question we can ask. So we have the same scenario. We have two different questions with one is a question that can't be asked and has no answer, we call that, and the other one is the most important question. So lehetiv means, lehetiv means that I'm going to have to look around the world and ask, what is the good in the world, and how does a person get there? Since the tachlis of the briya was to do good to a person, so what are the things that are good, and how do I get there? So we understand that the tachlis of the briya is to be meitiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only totality without chisaron. And there is no other shleimus like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing in this world, nothing in our experience, can we say is perfect. I can say better than something else. When I get a perfect score on a test, it means I did better than somebody who got a 70 on the test. But it doesn't mean I know the material perfectly. So shleimus is something that's not in this world. Valkein, biyos chefzis barshma lahetiv zolosoi, lo yaspik lo biyose meitiv ktsas toiv, el biyose meitiv tarsa toiv she'efzibuim shekablu, So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose was to be mative, and the word mative would be fine on our standards, then I would settle for a nice house in Camille, a vacation home maybe somewhere in the Caribbean, and a decent car, and that would be good. But the word Tov is not defined by my standards, it's defined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standards, which is absolute Tov. There is nothing that's like that. So the only thing that you can define as absolute Tov is Ribbono Shel Olam. If you can find some way where I hook up or connect to Ribbono Shel Olam, then I'm shayach to that Tov Hamiti, to that Shleimus of Tov, however you want to call it. So so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis is Tov. There is nothing in the Bria, no matter how good it is, that can be defined as Tov with a capital T, absolute good, and so on and so forth. So Bal Karchach, we're going to have to define the Tov as being Dovok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you partake of the Tov that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Beis, Vihine, Yud Beis is just his bottom line, it's part of all. Vihine Mitzar Acher, So this Tov can only be found in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is not no one else that has that Tov. So b'meila, this drive to be mative meant that some avenue of dveikus, and I was being shayich to the elikus, is going to have to be what Adam has. So each barrier, each person, each nivra, in as much as he can be misdavek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is his tachlis. You know, my capacity for toiv is the amount of dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I could possibly have. Ve'oz nimtza, so certainly I have nothing that can be called Shleimus. But in as much as I'm Mizdabik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how much Tov I have. So the way in which people can have this Hanon, this Tainuk, is through Dveik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we're still limited because we're a Kli Kibul for only a Chelek of things. Let's take a simple mashal. If I have a capacity, I enjoy food, I enjoy house, but I don't enjoy music. So somebody can give me infinite amount of food or house, whatever it is, but no matter how much music give me, the music is not giving me any tainuk because I don't have a receptor for that tainuk. So it's not, when we ask ourselves, do we become infinite also? Is since we're mechub and davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia an infinite amount, but I can only connect with the Kli Kibul that I have. So whatever Kli Kibul a person has, they can become full with Tov HaShalei. So we have sort of the following Hechetim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us of a Tov that is Shleimistik, which is only his Tov, that's all we have. Me'idech Gisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, but the only parts of that Shefa that I can be Shayach to is whatever I have a Kli Kibul for. I guess if we're to give some a marshal for it, it's like by Elisha Navi, when he made the nace with the oil, so the woman kept pouring and the oil didn't stop, but when there was no more Kalim, the oil stopped. In other words, you can't give more than you have a Kli Kibul. So we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us a Tayyib that's infinite, and any of that toiv, any aspect of that toiv that we call it, is a toiv ashalim, but we'll only call it whatever it is that we're able to be called. Next paragraph. V'nimtza, heyoyz kavanasa ashal v'ya shebara, livroi, mishi enene betubes v'ashmoy, v'oysa derech she'efshet yehaneboy. Let's focus on something here. The Mesil Sharm writes it, same author, in the beginning of Mesil Sharm, that the tachlis adam is to be misanig on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically it sounds like the tachlis is to enjoy life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an option, maybe the best option. There's something much deeper than that. Yes, a person is created for tainug. That's 100% true. The best raya is what drives us is our tainug. Whatever it is that we want, that we feel good about, is what drives us. So a person who's very, very coarse, so it's a pizza, and everything is around the pizza, because that's the only tainug that he has shaykhus to. A person who's more refined may want the tainug of kavod. A person who's more refined may want the tainug of feeling good about doing good to people and so on. But you can't get away from the tainug, the reward, the enjoyment, the pleasure, is not just a nice thing. It's the etzem metzius of us as a kli kibul. We are what it is that we're misanig in. A musician is not somebody who plays music. A musician is somebody who whose tainug is music. And the more that my tainug is music, the more I am a musician. An artist is somebody whose world of tainug is art. And the more powerful the tainug is, and the more exclusionary it is, then that defines the person. So lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us somebody that will be nene betuvo, yisbar shmoy, means that the person is created so that the core of his metzias is Ribbono Shel Olam, the tainug Ribbono Shel Olam. The enjoying over here defines the person as being shayach to Ribbono Shel Olam. So, a person needs to ask himself, what's my tachlis to be misanig? And like the Ramchal says, if you look into it deeper, and Mesil Sharm says, it's lizdabek, because it's one and the same. The tanugim that you have as a side tainug is not real tainug compared to the tainug that you have when you misdabek Kodesh Baruch Hu, because when you misdabek Kodesh Baruch Hu, you get the tainug of the etzem metzius. So the tachlis of the bria is located in the world of tainug and dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It requires that the person do what it takes to become closer to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it requires that the person have in himself a makom kibul for these things. For instance, a person who doesn't know how to learn, you'll bring to Chaim Brisker to hear a shir, he's going to find it dreary because he has no click kibble for it. The shir is a wonderful shir, it's a fascinating shir, but I don't have any part of my body that connects to that. So it's a combination. The world of Torah and mitzvahs develop in a person these receptors, and they create that hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Okay, we'll hold it here.